Good morning. Thank you, Ken. It's nice to be here today. I spent last week over at Aham Meditation Center working in the kitchen. They call it sacred service. It's pretty much in quiet, although when there's conversation needed to do the task, then that's what, you know, we bring up. I'm so grateful to have a place to go to where there's conscious company, such as here in the room, to be with and to be supported by. So today we're doing A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 331. There is no conflict, for my will is yours. How foolish, Father, for me to believe your son could cause himself to suffer. Could he make a plan for his damnation and be left without a certain way to his release? You love me, Father. You can never leave me desolate to die within a world of pain and cruelty. How could I think that love has left itself? There is no will except the will of love. Fear is a dream and has no will that can conflict with yours. Conflict is sleep, and peace awakening. Death is illusion, and life is eternal truth. There is no opposition to your will. There is no conflict, for my will is yours. Amen. Forgiveness shows us that God's will is one and that we share it. Let us look upon the holy sites forgiveness shows today, that we may find the peace of God. Amen. As I read the lesson title, There Is No Conflict, For My Will Is Yours, the book has a capital Y on the yours, meaning spirit or the inner guide, the oneness that we are. And as I read it as yours, you and me, everyone in this room. Our wills are all the same. There is no conflict. And to sit in that idea, that concept, that truth, that there is no conflict, How freeing and liberating. How easy it is to see forgiveness in everything. The first morning that I did the meditation at the Ahab Center, we wake up at 6 and meditate together for an hour. And coming into that week, the night before, I was in a room that had a picture of Ramana Maharshi and Jesus Christ. And I was asking for help. I had been experiencing some lower energy and I didn't understand why. And in that meditation, I had a experience of being shown that I was in a desert, that there was nothing really around but this desert. And the teaching story of Jesus in the desert came to mind. And that all of us here in this room, we've come to the desert where we're realizing there's nothing out there that we want. And in this teaching story, this 40 days is just a way to show that there's some time that may pass. As we're noticing these temptations by the ego, as a thought comes into the mind, it tempts us for all the things that the teaching story about Jesus are. The story says he's tempted by health, he's tempted by wealth, he's tempted by power. And these thoughts that come into the mind, they're a temptation. A temptation away from the knowing of our true self, the knowing of what I am. And just as Jesus in that story in the desert would not succumb to the temptation, he said, "No, I don't need power or want power in the world." I don't want or need the things of the world. With each thought that came up, he said, "No. And that's where we are. We're in that stage in the desert where we're saying no. We're realizing these are just temptations. And we're realizing we don't want them. And the end of the knowing message was very encouraging. It was just stay in the desert. Remember the work you do. This is important. As Jesus left the desert 40 days, you too will leave the desert. Don't give in. Continue the work. In this lesson, there is no conflict, for my will is yours, is recognizing my will is yours, and I want no other. I woke up this morning with the, I think next year is 2018, yeah, I had to check my computer, that I woke up with the number 2018 in the mind, and I was looking at it and thinking, wow, 1 and 8, oneness eternally. And so for the 2 and the 0, I came up with a theme for myself for the upcoming year, which is today, allow nothing to distract from the one infinite self. 2018. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, the one infinite self, help me today to remember what my purpose is. To remember there is but one will. There is no conflict. Be with me throughout the day. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we get into a comfortable position. We settle in, letting our mind release all of the stress of the day. Taking a few deep breaths. And making a commitment to ourselves for the next few minutes with as much self-honesty as we can gather. There's nothing to do, no place to go, nothing to fix for the next few moments. We dedicate ourselves to this practice. And the practice is to simply experience who we are. We start using a small amount of imagination, but then we want to truly experience who we are. So picture yourself taking off your shoes, letting go of all of your stress, your thoughts, your concepts. And in front of you is a door. You open the door and you walk in, and the light from outside shows you that inside the room it's safe. No one's there but you. And the door closes behind you. and you find yourself in the complete darkness. You can't see anything, not even the hand in front of your face. And then you hear someone outside the door ask, "Is my book in there?" And you answer, "No. I mean, I don't know. I can't see." And they go, "Are you in there?" And you answer, "Yes, I'm in here." How do you know you're in there? There's a knowing that you exist. There's a knowingness that you are. It's not the sensation of the body, it's something before that. Allow yourself to sit with this feeling, this beingness, this knowing that you exist. The exercise is to get very comfortable with sitting with existence, with being, to feel your presence as being. If a thought comes up or a sensation, notice your attention is drawn to it. Notice it's just a sensation or just a thought. It's not the beingness that you are. Your beingness is aware of it, but it's not you. It may take going back to the imagination for a few minutes or moments to place yourself in the dark room and go through the question of, are you in there? To grab a hold again of that being, knowingness that you exist. This is a practice. this beingness, it's before the body. It's before the thought. It's before the mind. It's before the manifest. It's before the energy. It's what's before everything. It's you. If you are not grounded in this knowing of your beingness, if you're struggling to find that, relax into it. Relax into it by noticing thoughts, mood, sensations, noticing them, being aware of them, and seeing that if you are aware of them, then you must be before them. What is there to notice there's a thought? Not answering with the mind, just feeling it, feeling into it, relaxing, allowing the question to linger. Thank you. as humans, we tend to know in every instant what mood we're in. And instead of carrying with us a mood that we're in, we can carry this feeling, this deep beingness with us instead of a mood. Thank you for joining with me today in experiencing there is no conflict. There is only one will. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share and for everybody being here with me, supporting me. I appreciate all that you do. I love you. Bye-bye.